This is Wild Talk, brought to you by IUCN and WWF.
This month on Wild Talk, we hear excerpts from a speech delivered by James P. Leap, WWF Director General, at last month's World Water Week in Stockholm. In it, Leap outlines consequences if we do not manage our limited water resources more effectively and the challenges that we will face to modify behavior.
What I want to talk about today is the broader context in which we address those issues and the other challenges of water management. How we better manage the Earth's very limited water resources to provide the drinking water and waste disposal we need and the many other things we expect. The Earth is rightly called the Blue Planet. 70% of the surface, of course, is water. But most of that water is salty, 97.5% to be exact, and almost all the rest is frozen. And the ice cap of Antarctica and the Greenlands and the glaciers around the world, so that only 1% of that 2.5% is accessible fresh water. What that means is that for every ton of fresh water, on the planet, every ton of water on the planet, only a single glass is available to our use. It's not a lot. And it is no understatement or overstatement. But let's also remember that freshwater ecosystems provide much broader benefits, which are economically, socially, biologically important. They help regulate the climate. Freshwater ecosystems absorb much of the carbon in the atmosphere. In fact, if the carbon now sequestered just in the world's peatlands were all released into the atmosphere, that by itself would raise global average temperatures by 2 or 3 degrees. The UN Millennium Ecosystem Assessment estimated that we have destroyed half of all freshwater ecosystems in the last century. Our own Living Planet Index tells us that globally freshwater biodiversity has declined 50% just since 1970. And all of those challenges will be aggravated by climate change. Climate change will take the challenges of water management and make them much, much more difficult. Direct water use is a tiny fraction of your total impact on the water resource. In the UK, the average consumer uses something like 150 liters of water a day directly, but his or her total use is more than 4,600 liters of water a day, 30 times the direct number. And the second thing that this analysis of footprint tells us is that our impact is not just local, our impact is global. As Professor Allen noted this morning, we are drawing upon water resources from all over the world with every product that we buy. In the case of the UK, 62% of the UK's water footprint is overseas. 5% of that footprint is in Brazil alone. And that means that the water challenge is not just a local challenge. The water challenge is a challenge shared by all of us. It is a shared responsibility. So all of that is to say a few simple things. This is a planet with a lot of water. There isn't very much of it available to us. It is enough, but it's only enough if we recognize its manifold benefits to us, not just the familiar ones. If we recognize that we all have a responsibility for management, not just governments and users, but consumers and companies, not just at home, but also overseas. That we have to manage it on nature's terms and recognize you can only intelligently manage a river if you look at the whole basin. And recognize finally that it's healthy freshwater ecosystems that will allow us to have a resilient and healthy economy. Thank you very much.
Wild Talk. You can find out more on the web at panda.org or at iucn.org.